I'd like to call the board meeting to order and recognize the secretary to call the roll.
Chair Evans?
Here.
Vice Chair Crawford?
Here.
Vice Chair Corcoran?
Here.
Director Horner?
Here.
Director Price? Director Goldman? Director Dorsey? Director McMillan?
Here.
Mr. Chairman, you have a quorum.
Thank you.
Next item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda. I'd like to move the agenda. Is there a second? Is there a second? Second. All right, the agenda is before us. I'm going to remove the Safety and Operations Committee report because we will not have one today. So that's removed. So the agenda is before us with the amendment I made to it. Is there any further discussion on the agenda? Seeing none, all in favor of the agenda signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Next item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes for November 15, 2018 board meeting and November 15, 2018 executive session. I'd like to move these approval of the minutes at this time. Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion of the minutes. Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Next item on the agenda is the employee spotlight. Mr. Wiedefeld.
Good morning. For this month's employee spotlight, we recognize bus operator Clarissa Jackson. Ms. Jackson, if you could stand, please. And she's been kind enough to bring her daughter Jordan with her. Hello, Jordan. Who's nothing short of a hero for a quick action last month. On November 13th, operator Jackson was training a student operator on a Metro bus route 29N when the student experienced a medical emergency while at the wheel. Ms. Jackson noticed that the operator in training was in distress and quickly pressed the service brake with her hand. She then reached over her student and opened the doors of the bus to activate the interlock butt brakes. Finally, Ms. Jackson secured the bus by applying the parking brake. Because of Ms. Jackson's quick thinking and response time, she was able to prevent a serious incident from becoming catastrophic. Her actions demonstrate how our operators are well prepared to handle difficult situations and keep everyone around them safe. Today, we wish the operator in training a speed recovery, and we thank Ms. Jackson for her heroic actions. And while she's here, I'd also like to congratulate her for her 12-year anniversary, which was on Tuesday. So please come forward and join me and accept your recognition.
Okay, thank you. The next item on the agenda is public comment. We have two witnesses today. First, Mr. Tom Caden. Mr. Caden, are you here someplace?
Oh, there you are.
Welcome to the Metro Board.
Thank you very much. Good morning. My name is Tom Caden. I'm operating officer for Visit Alexandria, which is the Tourism Bureau for Alexandria. I want to talk to you this morning about the station platforms project that you heard about in the Safety and Operations Committee report this morning. Alexandria is the first phase in that project, and I just want to reaffirm that we are fully supportive of the initiative and the importance of safety, and we're pleased that construction is moving forward. Want to talk to you specifically this morning about the mitigation plan that you heard about. Obviously, this phase will set the tone for all of the phases to follow, so it's critical from both an operations and a public relations standpoint that we get out of the gate with a strong start. From our standpoint, the travel mitigation plan looks to be dealing with the 17,000 riders that typically use the service during that period. The report you heard this morning said that about 60% of them will remain within the system, and about 40% will use other ways to get around. So that means we're dealing with about 10,000 people that will need to move with the shuttle system that you heard about, as well as the supplementary buses. I am not an expert in transportation operations, but I will tell you as a layman, I've done some preliminary math to try and estimate what it would take to move 10,000 people during that rush hour period. And if we were to have headways even as frequent as every 6 minutes, and if we were to double the existing bus service that exists on the five routes that have been talked about, that would move about 8,000 people, which is still short of a goal of 10,000. And that assumes perfect distribution of people across that period and no traffic, which obviously is not a realistic scenario. So our request this morning is essentially threefold. We know that those numbers have not been finalized yet, so we would like to work closely with the WMATA staff and board to ensure that we have a strong baseline of frequency to meet the demand of 10,000 if there are enough headways. That we will work with you, that we staff up during the first 2 weeks of the project to ensure that there is supplementary service to make sure that we get off to a strong start. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much. And our next witness is Heidi Case. Welcome to the Metro Board, Ms. Case.
Thank you. I came last month to share some concerns about elevator outages and getting the corresponding shuttle buses. I want to thank Metro staff. Dan Stessel immediately responded to me after that meeting. He hooked in Joe Leader and Ms. Bowersox. We had phone calls with disability advocates to smooth out these areas of concern, and I'm just really grateful and appreciative of the quick response of Metro about this issue. And one quick example, there was a mistake made last week, putting up signages about elevator outages at NOMA. A mistake was made by a low-level person putting signs on both elevators. We were able to reach out, share that, and within less than 24 hours, it was corrected, and the appropriate alerts were out, and everybody with wheelchairs knew that they were able to still continue to use that. So it's wonderful partnership. I do have one concern. We are continuing to hear that the number we call for the shuttle buses and station managers are sending people, instead of calling shuttle buses, to buses. They're, as serendipitously, just hearing Ms. Bowersox's presentation on what it takes for people to move from train to buses. There's lots of communication and information. And my real question is that an intent to change policy about how you're going to manage that? And if so, please consider what she talked about and what all needs to happen to make that successful. And finally, if that's true, why guesstimating about every 30 seconds on the rail pins does it tell us to call shuttle buses for elevator outages? For who is that intended, if not to be used? Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much. Our next item on the agenda is the report by the Accessibility Advisory Committee, Mr. Bosnick. What? Who?
Really quickly, 30 seconds, Mr. Evans and then Mr. Ford. A year ago, I asked about what could be done to improve directional signage at the transfer stations. And I think I mentioned this to Mr. Wiedefeld. And in fact, when I left that meeting, I saw at the Capital, whatever the Verizon Center is called now, Capital One Arena, that there is in fact a north arrow near one of the entrances. But what we need is downstairs, when people get off one train to transfer to another, people don't know where Glenmont, most of the destinations. So we need some better signage to get people from one, where the transfer stations are, to get to the other lines. And the other thing I'll just say is that for the upcoming budget process, I think last year you only did one public meeting, and I would request that you have one each in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Now we'll have the report by the Accessibility Advisory Committee. Bob.
Good morning. Happy holidays.
Morning.
Before mine, I'd like to add to Ms. Case's comment. Our committee, Bus Rail, had a very good meeting with in Hamry with Jim Hamry talking about the new shuttle contract that's been set up. And the shuttle bus came to us. We looked at it. We made suggestions for improvement for disability people and also for the signage on pickups. So that is moving forward. And again, compliments to Vermont staff. The other thing that we've been working on has been the accessible fare gates. One of the problems that has been happening quite frequently is the accessible fare gates go down. And that means that people with mobility problems, people with baby carriages, and other large immigrants can't get through. And we had made suggestions that the fail-safe on that would be leave them in the open position until they could be repaired. And we had a very good discussion with the Fairgate staff, and they're working on ways to put in a notification system, because in some places, particularly at places like the Gallery Place Station, there isn't a station manager, or the gates are downstairs, not accessible. And so they're working on a way that we can automatically have them go into the open position until they are repaired. The other thing that has been very positive, the Metro Access Subcommittee met with ADAP staff and the contractors and Metro Access staff work on the emergency procedures for accidents on the vehicles. And they have now changed policy so that at the discretion of the driver can immediately contact 911 if the issue requires it. Following 911 contact, they will contact the OCC so OCC can follow up with scheduling and contacting family of the rider. So that worked really well. They're currently looking at an ability to have first aid supplies available on the vehicle to be offered to the rider, not to be applied by the driver, so there will be no liability for the agency. But the supplies will be there for things like Band-Aids. And ACE bandages and whatever, so that the individual that has the event can do it themselves and will be available for them. The major thing we've been working on at Bus Rail has been announcements. Announcements have been a problem since I've ridden on WMATA because you're dealing with people making the announcements. And some of the drivers are superb, some of them not quite as superb. On the 7,000 series and the 8,000 series cars, when they come in, they will be automated, and that will solve some of the problems. But for the disability community, the elderly community, and for visitors to the area, information that's available on the platform and in the train and on the train is critical. And so we on the Bus Rail Committee are working on suggestions to be passed off to WMATA staff to develop some mechanisms for better announcements and better organizations. One of the classics was the original downage of the yellow line when the split trains on the blue line the first 2 days, staff knows this, had special train rather than Huntington or Franconia Springfield. That was fixed very quickly. Compliments the staff when that was put in. But that's something that's very important. And planning is important, that the signage on the same train tells you where you're going. The other thing is the announcements. And one of the things that we have brought up repeatedly, there's a 5-second pause before the doors open. That's dead time and a perfect time to put in the announcement of please stand clear of the doors. Also, it'd be nice to announce that this is a 7,000 series car before the doors open. It may be too late to announce that. So we will have a full report for you in January on suggestions for bus and rail announcements and possible improvements. The other thing we are working on for safety, Metro Access has a lovely handout for their customers that includes safety suggestions for better use of Metro Access. And one of the things that we would like to do is work with the WMATA staff, put together a safety travel brochure for those customers that are eligible for reduced fares because of elderly or disability. Because these folks are the ones that often have the trips, the fall, or other accidents that are involved. And a simple one-page bulleted advice might be useful. The other thing we talked about is some of the animated information you're putting on the 7,000 series cars about safety. Little guy gets run over the bus, tries to run up the damn escalator. It'd be really nice if you put those on some of the platform animated vehicles that aren't being used for advertising, which are not all used for advertising all the time. So that might be a nice place to run some of those animations for safety and also animation for priority seating, which would be really nice. We also have a kudo to the general manager on rapid response. You've already heard one from this case. We received an email from one of the WMATA customers who had a problem with the lighting and sound at the Dunmore station. And after mentioning the manager, we received a phone call and an email from Mr. Wiedefeld within an hour. She told him the problem, and it was fixed the same day. So kudos. This truly is a service organization that's trying to make the drivers happy. So thank you to everybody. Wish everybody a happy holiday and a happy new year. Any questions?
Any questions from Mr. Pott? See any? Okay, thank you very much, and happy holidays to you as well.
Thank you.
Okay, next item on the agenda is a report by the Riders Advisory Council. Mr. Dorsey.
It's for me this time? Okay. So we'll have a report. I'm sorry, we'll have some nominations to approve later on, but the RAC had its first meeting sort of in our post-review phase, and people are eager to serve us in any way that we need, and as we mature the function throughout the new year, I think we'll get more substantive comment on a lot of areas. They had a very robust discussion about the items that are on the public docket, and I think if they're any indication of the feedback that we're going to get from the general public, we as a board are going to greatly benefit from a variety of perspectives and considerations on weekend fares, on extending peak hours of service without having associated increases in peak fares, as well as the extensions that are desired on the red line, I'm sorry, the yellow line, and as well as implementing all 8-car trains. They had a really robust discussion on all of those areas and had some interesting elements for feedback, which will be a part of our discussion once we take those out to public hearing.
Okay. Thank you very much. Any questions for Mr. Dorsey? All right. Thank you very much. Next item on the agenda is report by the chair. And first, the board has some administrative business to address. Last month, the board of directors approved revisions to the RAC's bylaws, except the RAC's membership at 11. The duration of members' terms at 2 years each, with one half of the members' terms expiring each year. The terms of several members of the RAC are expiring in December of 2018. Therefore, I move to reappoint the following members to the RAC: Clarence Flanders and Will White to 2 at-large seats with terms expiring December of 2020. Rebecca Mason and Yvette Washington, representing Maryland, terms expiring December of 2020, Catherine Courtum, representing the District of Columbia, with a term expiring December 2019. I'd like to move these nominations at this time. Is there a second? Any discussion? Okay. All in favor, signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. One abstention. I'm sorry. Abstention. One abstention. Okay. Okay. Second item, we are now in the Metro budget season. The general manager's budget does not recommend any fare increases or service reductions. And as we begin the budget outreach to our customers and stakeholders, it's important to note there will be various opportunities for public input. The Finance and Capital Committee just approved public hearings for the budget. Similar to last year, we will also hold budget-focused events and conduct a budget survey. Your feedback is important to us, and we will be and your will be considered as we move forward to adopt a budget for FY20. Encourage everyone to participate and be engaged in this process as we move forward with our budget adoption. Lastly, I want to wish everyone a safe and joyous holiday season. And that concludes my report. Are there any questions, comments, anything else? OK, Okay, next item on the agenda is the General Manager's Report. Mr. Wiederfeld.
Okay, good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, board members. I'd like to begin with two service-related updates. First, I'm going to remind everyone that starting Monday, all red line trains will begin or end at Shady Grove. Currently, half the red line trains operating during rush hour turnaround at Grosvenor. By eliminating the turnback, this will result in doubling a rush hour service for customers at the four stations north of Grosvenor, White Flint, Twin Brook, Rockville, and Shady Grove. And I know that's been a long time in the works, so it's good to have that out there. Second, I'd like to remind everyone that Metro will provide special late night service on New Year's Eve, which falls on Monday this year. Trains will run until 2 a.m., 2.5 hours later than the normal weeknight closing time. Off-peak fares will be in effect and no track work is planned. This extra service is important for the communities we serve as we provide a safe ride home for those out celebrating New Year's. On Tuesday, January 1st, Metro Royal will operate on a Sunday or holiday schedule, opening at 8 a.m. and closing at 11 p.m. I'd also like just to bring to the board's attention that we want to welcome new union leadership. Earlier this month, Local 689 and Local 922 held their leadership elections, and I want to congratulate Raymond Jackson and Rudolph Gardner on their new positions at Local 689 and Local 922. As Local 922 presidents. Ray Jackson, some of you may have seen and maybe dealt with him. He'll be the new president of 689, Metro's largest union. He's been at Metro for 31 years with experience in both bus and rail. And for the past 3 years, he's been a member of Local 689 leadership and the union's second vice president. Rudy Gardner was elected president of Local 922 Teamsters, which represents employees at the Landover Bus Division. He is 32 years as a bus operator at the Landover Division. Has an excellent safety record. He received the Million Miler Award, which is given to employees who have driven more than a million miles without a preventable accident. So I look forward to working with both Ray and Rudy as we work to strengthen our labor management partnership and provide the best possible service to our customers. That concludes my remarks.
Thank you, Mr. Wiederfeld. Any questions for the general manager? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on to the next item, which is a report by the Finance and Capital Committee, Mr. Corbin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The following three items were referred to the board at this morning's Finance and Budget Committee. First was the authorization of public hearings for the fiscal 2020 budget and the 2025 capital plan and strategic plan. So staff sought committee authorization to hold public hearings on the proposed 2020 operating budget and capital improvement plan and strategic plan. I'd like to note that the items were amended slightly at the committee level, and Metro will be seeking public input on charging peak fares during the additional periods when it operates peak service. Mr. Chairman, I move approval.
Motion's been made. Is there a second? Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it.
Staff sought committee acceptance of the compact public hearing staff report and Title VI equity analysis of proposed changes to Metro's parking programs. Staff also requested approval to amend Metro's parking policies to reflect the results of the public hearing and other updates and to consolidate all parking policies into one single document. Mr. Chairman, I move approval as approved by the committee.
A motion's been made. Is there a second? Any discussion of the motion? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. Others wait. There's a no. Mr. Horner votes no. Mr. Corker.
Lastly, staff sought committee acceptance of the compact public hearing staff report and Title VI equity analysis and to delegate authority to the GM CEO to charge peak fares when providing peak levels of service in support of regional events. Mr. Chairman, I move approval.
Motion's been made. Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion?
Discussion.
I'm sorry?
Discussion.
Mr. Goldman?
Yes. To repeat briefly what I said in the Finance Committee meeting, which concluded about an hour ago, I'm opposed to this. It's essentially a fare increase, some of my colleagues would like to hide it and call it a revenue enhancement, but that euphemism won't work. It's a fare increase. It's a fare increase without any discrimination because it doesn't just apply to people who are going down to the mall on the 4th of July. It doesn't just apply to people who are going to a demonstration like the Women's March on Saturday morning. But if you're on that Saturday and you want to go to Reagan Airport from the suburbs, you'll be subject to the maximum fare of $6. If you're a worker in a district bar or a district restaurant, you'll be subject to the maximum fare of $6 that day for your travel. This makes no sense. In terms of the metro budget with revenue of $800 million, charging people maximum fares, it's not going to have any impact on gross revenues. On the other hand, for those people traveling on those individual days, days of a demonstration or the 4th of July, it's going to have a big impact. And that's why it makes no sense. This is bad policy. This is poor policy. And I think the board will regret having passed it today. Thank you.
Further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed?
Opposed.
Any abstentions? Motion passes. Mr. Corcoran, anything else?
Mr. Chairman, that concludes my report.
Okay, next item on the agenda is the consent agenda. We have two items on the board's consent agenda today. I would like to move approval of the following: A, Art in Transit Program Delegation. Staff requests approval to delegate authority for the review and approval of art transit projects to the general manager slash CEO or his designee. And B, extension of Rush Hour Promise Program. Staff seeks board approval to extend the Rush Hour Promise Program through June 2019 and to enhance the terms of the program to include delays of 10 minutes or more. So I'd like to move approval of the consent agenda. Is there a second? Any discussion of the consent agenda? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Any abstentions? I'm sorry? No. Nope. Abstain? Okay. All right. The last item on the agenda is the reports by the jurisdictions from the District of Columbia. No report by the district, but I do want to recognize that this is Jim's last meeting today, because we only meet once in December, although you'll be back to get the ceremonial bowl, whatever we give out, I don't know. yeah, maybe I'll change the gift. But I just want to say it has been a pleasure working with you. Jim and I came on the board at the same time within weeks or days of each other. And to a board that, to an agency that was struggling, and Jim's contributions have been enormous on the audit just alone, where the agency, the audit was 9 months late, 9 months late again, whatever it was. And Jim, as head of that committee, delivered it clean audit on time and has done ever since that time and has done an excellent job as the finance chair this year. All the other things he's done. So he's been a terrific board member through a very difficult time in this agency, and I'm sorry to see him go. So, Jim, thank you for your service. Further comments? Yeah.
Yeah, I also would wish you well in your future endeavors, and we all came on the board around the same time, and one of the things that I appreciated most about you is your intellectual capabilities that you brought to the board and your willingness to compromise and, you know, basically negotiate, you know, when the time came to negotiate. And you represented your jurisdiction well as a being the D.C. rep. You vigorously represented that. Oh, I'm sorry, what did I say? Oh, D.C. Oh, I got D.C. on my mind, Virginia rep. I'm sorry.
I like D.C. as well.
Yeah, okay, well, Virginia. So I do acknowledge that. And we had a rough time in the beginning when we first came on this board. And you were a stellar supporter of doing the right thing and bringing structure to the board and your deliberations. And the thing I like most about you, you not being a politician, you didn't give speeches each time you spoke at the board meeting. So that was truly welcome. Thank you very much.
Is that a slander at the politicians?
What?
Okay, we'll move along here. WSTC, Mr. Crawford. You're not a politician either, right?
No, no.
Jim, thank you very much for everything. It has been a tremendous pleasure working with you. Can I go with you?
No. I wanted to just quickly report, we held our first public forum meetings in Maryland, one in Prince George's, one in Montgomery County. We brought together our partners, MTA, the county transportation organizations. Very good feedback first time out. There's some things that we can do differently, but people enjoyed it. We picked up some great ideas. We appreciate WMATA's support at these hearings. Thank you.
Okay, NVTC, Mr. Corcoran.
Well, I'll take this opportunity to come back to you guys and say some things. But first, I'd like to introduce Paul Smedberg. Really needs no introduction, but Paul is going to be the new voting member for the Virginia, representing the Commonwealth of Virginia, as compared to just the limited municipality of Alexandria going forward. So, Paul, I wish you the best of luck in doing that come January. And I'd like to thank all my fellow board members, you know, and Paul, you took over a difficult situation. And I think, as David said, this is going to be a case study for people out there, because this really had to be turned around and fixed. So congratulations to you, Paul, for that. Jennifer, thank you. Jack, congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Jim. And lastly, Mr. Horner from the federal government. Nothing to report. Okay, you got my little sheet I got to read? Oh, we're reconvening? Okay. All right, with that, we'll meet everybody upstairs. We're reconvening the executive session. The meeting's adjourned.